It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The government is likely to reopen this week, but for many federal workers, it will take time to receive back pay after more than 40 days without a paycheck. After the 2019 government shutdown ended, it took more than 2 months for air traffic controllers to be made whole. President of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, Nick Daniels.
Air traffic control is one of the most mentally demanding and high-consequence professions in the entire world. But now they must focus on childcare instead of traffic flows, food for their families instead of runway separation. This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
91% of U.S. flight facilities are currently operating without proper controller staffing. More than 100 Colorado lawmakers, including local mayors and state senators, are asking the Interior Department to protect land conservation policies. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
The Bureau of Land Management finalized the public lands rule under the Biden administration. It made conservation an official use of the lands, alongside oil and gas and grazing. The Trump administration wants the rule gone, but Tom Boyd thinks it'll help balance land uses in Eagle County, Colorado, where he's a commissioner, and enjoying the outdoors is a big chunk of the economy.
Some won't have as much of a value on conservation. But for those of us that do, we'd like to have that written into the policies.
Many leaders of Western Mountain communities, including Boyd, signed a letter supporting the public lands rule. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Partly sunny skies today, highs around 70.